the date? It's the 29th.
29th.
Great. Test, test, test. Fuad, let's visit. We're about a month out from annual meeting time, Minnesota Crop Improvement Association. Talk to me. What's on the schedule?
Okay. Well, thank you, Don. We plan to have a very good meeting. We are going to have a panel discussion with four experts in the business. The panel discussion is going to be about cover crops, the fundamentals, and more. We have somebody from Agassi Seed and Supply. His name is Matthew Kelly. He will be speaking from a seed supplier perspective. Stephanie McLean from NRCS, Michael Merriman from Minnesota Department of Ag, and Alex Arderman. He's a farmer near St. Cloud area. He's going to be on the panel as well. So we are going to cover this cover crop discussion from all different angles. From regulatory, from seed supply, from a farmer's perspective, and also from the NRCS perspective. So that would be there will be an opportunity to ask questions after that. I will be moderating that session, and then we have two more speakers after that. Dr. Mitch Hunter from the Forever Green Initiative from University of Minnesota. He's going to be speaking about creating opportunities for farmers and businesses within the realm of Forever Green Initiative. And also, the last speaker is going to be Shane Frederick from Specialty Soya and Grains Alliance. He's going to talk about U.S. Identity Preserve Program and its global impact. I'll remind the listeners that MCIA helped SSGA develop the U.S. Identity Preserve Program, and about 3-4 years ago when it was developed, we are inspecting on their behalf several facilities we have inspected in Minnesota and one in Iowa. And in that regard, basically, you know, creating more opportunities for farmers, and they can tap into the export markets for high premium for their soybeans, specialty soybean products.
Particularly in a time when we got low commodity prices, do you see growers looking at things like that with the IP?
I think that would be an excellent opportunity, because it's always good to have options. So, and when there are options related to that can bring a little bit higher dollar amount back, this is always more to consider. So I think it will be, the timing is really, really well. The meeting is scheduled for January 29th at the Holiday Inn and Suites in St. Cloud.
You mentioned all the stuff on cover crops. Has that created an opportunity, all that push on cover crops for the crop improvement sector?
We have certainly seen some increase in samples that have come to our lab to be tested, because in the U.S. Seed has to be properly labeled to be legally sold, and proper label information comes from seed being tested in a recognized lab. So MCIA is certainly getting some of that. But I'm really happy for farmers, because these through cover crops and through Forever Green Initiative and U.S. Identity Preserve Program, there are many more opportunities for them to take advantage of.
Obviously, you've got producer members from all across the entire state. Particularly, we know in this footprint where there's just a lot of seed production, this meeting gets to be pretty important, just the chance to share ideas.
Yeah, I think usually we get about 100 people from all over Minnesota. Some people even come from other states as well, South Dakota, North Dakota as well, because we share the same vision. We are in the same boat in terms of the seed certification or making seed or helping farmers make seed available of high quality. So in this regard, I think it will be a great opportunity this time around. And last year, we changed the format of the meeting a little bit. We have removed the registration fee, so there is no fee to attend. The meeting is going to start at 10 o'clock and will conclude by 3 o'clock. And there will be lunch will be provided and breaks. We have coffee and some cookies and all that. So I think, and a great speaker that will be at the meeting. So I think it's a short meeting, but I believe there will be time well spent.
Sounds great. Again, the website, so if folks want to find the ad agenda.
Yeah, you can go to mncia.org or just look up Minnesota Crop Improvement Association. Our annual meeting information is right on the front page.